leading cars are safely through the penultimate stage on this event. That is second time around Atlantic Drive. It's a lot drier than what it was. Manus Kelly and Donald Bard on course for a third title in a row. A time of 7 minutes 44 for Manus and Donald. Another steady drive by the Glenn Swilly Milford partnership as they look to seal the deal on a third title in a row here in Donegal. Safely through Atlantic Drive, they're on the way to Glen. Sam Moffat has taken some 10 seconds, we understand, out of Josh Moffat to really cement a hold of second overall. The time for Sam was 7:35.7, but he wasn't the fastest R5. The fastest R5 car in there was Callum Devine, 7 minutes 35.4. As for Rob Duggan, steady one as well, 7:37.6. The situation at the head of the International is Manus Kelly and Donald Bard continue to lead. They have an advantage of around 51 seconds now over the chasing pack with one stage to go. Sam and Josh Moffat, will they now lead by about 15 seconds, or Sam Moffat leads by about 15 seconds from Josh in second and then Josh third. Duggan remains in fourth. Devine in fifth, and Eugene Donnelly's through as well as he wraps up the top six. And the battle at the national side of the event, it's Ian Barrett that continues to lead. Now, Kevin Gallagher and the similar Darien was 6 seconds quicker, 7:51. Barrett on 7:57. That now means that the difference is down to 27 seconds, and all going well for Barrett, that should be enough for him to wrap up the national title. But there's still one stage to go. The leading cars are on their way to High Glen for the final stage of the Jewel Donegal International Rally, an event that has Manus Kelly and Donald Bard at the head of the field, and they're just one stage away from another victory. We're going there now to the end of the Glen stage, and we'll have more live action for you on Highland Radio very, very soon.